And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. As the first public university in the nation to admit students in 1795, the University of North Carolina has a long and proud history, but that history is not without its warts and blemishes. A case in point, in an otherwise distinguished career, which included serving as a colonel in the Confederacy and being wounded twice during the Civil War, William Saunders, a UNC graduate of 1854, was one of the organizers of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina. He also became Secretary of State and produced what is considered North Carolina's most authentic and accurate history of colonial times, a noteworthy achievement. In recognition of his scholarly work in researching the state's historical documents, the university in 1922 named its new history department building after him. The university chose to overlook the fact that Saunders was involved with the Ku Klux Klan and may not have even cared. Well, sometimes have changed since then, and now a student movement is afoot to expunge the eponymous Saunders from the hall that bears his name. This is not the first time that students have sought to pluck the eye if it offends thee. Poor suffering Silent Sam, the statue of a Confederate soldier that stands guard at the Franklin Street portal to the campus, has come under attack. Sam has been spat upon, vandalized, painted over, and even threatened to be torn down. Now let me be clear, I am a transplanted Yankee, and certainly not even in the stretch of one's wildest imagination, a radical Southern segregationist who believes the South shall rise again. But I do believe we should avoid at all cost tampering with history, because in some way it offends us. Philosopher George Santayana is reputed to have said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." I am sure Santayana would agree. Don't mess with history. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.